Elan and Savoir Faire. Yeah, what's his name? And who's that? I'm working with my four-year-old here. And who's that on upright bass? What? Oh, we got everything? Who's that on drums? Styx McKenzie. Charlie, what'd you get from the church food over there? Baked chicken? That's some good. Is that collard greens you're chewing right there? Absolutely. I can tell you eat lots of health food, Charlie. Do you guys all know Charlie Groth? If you're looking for a musician, I tell you what, just go see Charlie Groth, because he knows some. Yeah, he really does. He knows. He hangs out with them a lot. What are you playing mostly now? You're playing what, mostly ragtime piano now? Mostly, yeah? Beautiful thing. Oh, now he's going to get on the thing. Okay, Charlie, come on. I was just sitting at a jam that Charlie was at last night. He is a real good guitar player. He's an even better mandolin player. And if you don't know the lyrics to a song, you go ask Charlie. He does know the lyrics to a song. Doesn't matter if it's last week, last month, last year, or several decades ago. He knows how to sing them. He does a real good job. That was a fun jam we were at, Charlie. Charlie knows. What's Patty's name? Are we in the neighborhood?
We have no home. Yeah, we're in the neighborhood.
You guys ready to give it a try?
Yeah. Yay. I'm Patty Pfister, Jim Davis, Richard Ayers. And you all are looking mighty fine. There's a rumor going around that the hottest thing in town wears your shoes. I hear you dynamite, so honey, come on, let me light your fuse. I understand you're looking, cause the gal you're with don't treat you like she should. If you're looking, look my way, cause honey, you're looking mighty good.
Yeah, you're looking mighty fine.
If I'm not too out of line,
I'd say you know what music's for.
I'd like to lead you to the floor.
And if you say it's all right, we can dance all night. If you don't say no more, we can dance right out the door. If you're looking for a cowboy with curly long hair, I'm your man. If you're looking for someone who knows how to care, I can. If you're looking for someone who'll take you to the rodeo, well, they're busting at a gate number 8. Good looking, let's go. Yeah, you're looking mighty fine. I'd say, you know what music's for? I'd like to lead you to the floor. And if you say it's all right, we can dance all night. If you don't say no more, we can dance right out the door. If you don't say no more, we can dance right out the door.
Thank you.
I think we're doing just a little more guitar now.
That song was written by my partner, Happy McKenzie, who also wrote the next one, which happens to be, I have to tell you, a brand new song.
Oh.
His mom was born in West Virginia, and she hadn't been real... She's been ill this year, and he wrote a song about this.
Actually, I didn't know that until after I had written it. I wrote it about current events that are happening right now, as all good folk writers should do.
Sorry, I thought you wrote that for your mother.
Well, after I wrote it, I realized I wrote it for my mother.
The Widows of West Virginia.
It's called The Widows of West Virginia. Oh, you said
There's
that, didn't you?
There's an echo in here. I'm
trying to save some time.
It's in A minor key. The Widows of West Virginia. All right. Hit it, Patty. She's still alive, though. I wanted you to know that. No, my mother. My mother. She made this shirt.
But you're getting questionable there.
Okay, go ahead.
I do.
She watches from her doorway as the miners pass her by, turns to watch her child play, then she wipes her eye. For the mountain, she must be strong. For the family, she must continue on. She remembers when she stood at the mouth of the mine, as I'm watching with her miner, as they watch the line of men who came crawling from the hole that was deep, damp, black as the West Virginia coal. And the widows of West Virginia are stronger than the coal. Their men give their bodies to the mountain, but the women give their West Virginia soul. Their West, by God, Virginia soul. That's a break. With another, as she waits for her man, with a baby in her arms and a Bible in her hand, then turn to face the night alone. Listen to the wind as it howls, cries and moans. And the widows of West Virginia are stronger than the cold. Their men give their bodies to the mountain, but their women give their West Virginia soul. Their West, by God, Virginia soul. And the widows of West Virginia are stronger than the cold. Their men give their bodies to the mountain, but their women give their West Virginia soul. Their West, by God, Virginia soul. Their West, by God, Virginia soul.
Thank you very much. You are too kind. Thank.
I've been saying all day.
Did you have a question, sir? No. Well, thank you very much. Even with a few mistakes, that is a brand new song.
They wouldn't have known if you
just
had
barely got it copyrighted before we came up here.
Would you?
That's for anybody that might want to steal it.
Well, I've been saying all weekend, here's a tune my partner wrote, here's a tune my partner wrote.
Well, here's a tune my partner wrote.
Stole my words.
All right, go ahead.
She might be nice. Swing it, boys.
You're not going to finish it?
But she isn't me. There's a lesson there somewhere. She might be nice, but she isn't me. And I just wish that she would let you be. She keeps calling you up all the time on the telephone. Well, honey, I wish she'd just leave you alone. You met a girl I know you thought might be true. Can't you tell that she's not the one for you? When you think back to holding me close, you'll know which one cared the most. She keeps asking you out and making lots of plans. You know she won't love you like I can. It's always hard to tell someone you're through, but I don't want to see her make you blue. She might be nice, but she isn't me.
She might be nice, she might be nice.
I just wish that she would let you be. She keeps calling you up all the time on the telephone. Well, honey, I wish she'd just leave you alone. When love is just a word, you know, it isn't real. And I can't tell you how you're supposed to feel. But if you're looking for true happiness, why settle for less when you could have the best?
She's the best.
She might be nice, but she isn't
me. She might be nice, she might be nice.
And I just wish that she would let you be. She keeps calling you up all the time on the telephone.
Oh, oh.
Well, honey, I wish she'd just leave you alone. She might be nice, she might be nice, but she isn't me.
Patty Pfister.
Thank you very much.
I didn't get one more song, did I?
No, I don't think so. We didn't get the one more finger, did we? Somebody gave us some kind of a finger out.
Stop that.
All right. Okay.
Well, this is a song we do many places perform this song, but it's never appreciated quite so much as here at White Springs.
Why is that, Patty?
Because when we were down at the River Gazebo one night when no one was there,
we thought.
The wind came up, and we heard all the spirits and voices and musicians from past and present singing. And Happy was inspired and wrote this song.
We really heard that. Of course, we had just left the musicians' campground. So we were hearing and seeing a lot of different things.
Spirit of the Swanee.
Oh, I should let you know before I go on, I thought about it during the song, but that song, Widows of West Virginia, I didn't write it by myself. Tom Henderson, the famous bluegrass picker, helped me with some of the chords to that. So,
oh, you're so nice.
Wanted to let you know that. Yes, I am.
But not with this one.
I'm a super nice guy. No, this one, Patty and I wrote. Did you hear Gamble Rogers picking that old melody, telling stories about the folks in Oklahoma? Did you hear him last night as the wind blew down the river? The wind
we
call the spirit of the Swanee. Did you hear Don Grooms singing about the patches on his jeans and talking about them Galdern Winnebago? Did you hear him last night as the wind blew down the river? The wind we call the spirit of the Swanee. Every note that's played and every word that's said, every clap of your hands and every tear that's shed will mingle with the music and linger in the wind. The wind we call the spirit of the Swanee. Did you hear the Kissimmee Kid playing his old fiddle? Did you hear Ann Thomas singing about the manatee? Did you hear them last night as the wind blew down the river? The wind we call the spirit of the Swanee. Did you hear Will McLean singing about the Okeechobee? Did it give you a chill when he said blue waters run cold? Did you hear him last night as the wind blew down the river? The wind we call the spirit of the Swanee. The wind we call the spirit of the Swanee. The wind we call the spirit of the Swanee.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate that.
Yes, sometimes it's hard to get through some of those verses when you knew those people. Not that I knew Will McLean or anything. I want you to know why.
Roll it home. Many people traveled many miles to get here.
Yes, they did. We came all the way from Tampa. But we're headed up to Georgia after we go back to Tampa. And I mean, the people that book our tours will... Next month, we'll be going out to Oregon.
This is a tune my partner wrote about traveling back home. Turn this rig around.
Well, I'm stuck between the highway and the telephone. I gotta turn this rig around, roll it home. And rolling with the memory, pushing those miles alone.
I gotta turn this rig around,
roll it home. The whining of the gears just makes me lonesome, while my wheels cut through the silence of the night like a moan. One more day away from you and I would go insane.
I gotta turn this rig around,
roll it home.
All right, gear jammer, let's roll.
Thank you. I've been rolling through the day with the sunshine, rolling through the night with the faces of the moon. Yeah, rolling with a memory, pushing those miles along. I gotta turn this rig around, roll it home. All right now, that's all. Patty Pfister on her five-string fiddle. She's our road wrangler. My cab will be swaying to a pedal steel guitar, and the words of Patsy, Hank, Hag, and Jones, those words just keep me rolling back to where you are. I gotta turn this rig around, rolling home. The whining of the gears just makes me lonesome, while my wheels cut through the silence of the night. Like I'm on one more night away from you, and I will go insane. I gotta turn this rig around, turn this rig around. Gotta turn this rig around and roll it home.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dos.
Well, this is Memorial Day weekend, and
Dos Moss.
We have a song that Happy wrote about the flag.
Which flag?
This flag. The American flag,
American,
of course.
American flag.
He saw a bank and a car dealership and several places that were flying flags that were raggy and torn, and he said, you know, you're supposed to replace those when they get raggedy and torn.
They didn't pay any attention to me.
Until he wrote this song, and he stood outside and sang it for him, and they said, you got a point there.
So, they changed their flags.
It's Memorial Day weekend, and this is a time to remember.
Yes, and I'd suggest any of you who see one of those flags that you know what we're talking about, the ones that get all raggedy and everything, an American flag getting like that, looking like it's already been through the Civil War, at least. You know how what we did to them Yankees. Well, anyway, when you see one of those flags flying like that, go ahead and cut it down for them and replace it with a new one, or just go give it to the Boy Scouts and let them deal with it.
They did, incidentally, replace the flags, so...
Yes, they'd heard me sing before.
Give me a flag, not a rag.
More monitor on the guitar. Give me a flag, not a rag. Give me free speech, give me a song to write and a child to teach. And I'll sing out across this earth about the place of freedom's birth and liberty. The sermon I will preach. Our fathers fought to keep us free. Now say, who can I see about the symbol of that fight when it's ragged and worn? I'm not a patriotic nut, but it gets me in my gut when I see my stars and stripes tattered and torn. I could have been born in the Latin South, where there's hunger for the people's mouths, while presidentes and dictators live like kings. I'm not saying it's perfect here, but we can change things without fear and be glad we were born where freedom rings. Give me a flag, not a rag. Give me free speech, give me a song to write and a child to teach. I'll sing out across this earth about the place of freedom's birth and liberties. The sermon I will preach.
Thank you.
could have been born across the sea, where it's hard to be free, and it's hard to say what there is to say. I'm not saying it's perfect here, but we can change things without fear. Be glad we were born in the USA. Hey, give me a flag, not a rag. Give me free speech, give me a song to write, and a child to teach. I'll sing out across this earth about the place of freedom's birth, and liberty's the sermon I will preach. Now car dealers and banks should look up and give thanks, even a little guy from the USA can speak out and have the right to stand up in freedom's fight. Pledge a flag, not a rag, to start each day.
Help us out here.
Hey, give me a flag, not a rag. Give me free speech, give me a song to write, and a child to teach. I'll sing out across this earth about the place of freedom's birth. And God bless each and every one of you Americans.
Thank you very much for having us here.